Chapter 28. At the same time the vermin party were cutting boughs in the woodland, two beasts were watching them from a hiding place nearby. It was Valea and Gliv. The Sable Queen's wound was healing nicely. It had scabbed over and was not causing her any great discomfort. She was being disguised by the female stoat whilst keeping an eye on the work party.
Here, tear a strip off my cloak, a bloodstained piece. Now tie it around my brow, Gliv. Good. How does that look?
The stoat knotted the material beneath Valea's right ear.
Take off your cloak. I'll smear some soil on your face.
Gliv did this, leaning in close to check the effect.
Ah, you look the part now. Any beast would take you for an old ravager who's taken a scratch or two. Come on, let's gather some leafy branches and join them.
The Sable Queen drew her helper closer, murmuring to her.
No, you stay here. I'll go with them. It's better that I go alone.
Gliv glanced uneasily at her.
But what about me? What am I supposed to do?
Valea was smiling now. The stoat had seen that smile before. She tried to pull away, but Valea held her tight.
You've been a lot of help to me, Gliv, but I don't need you anymore. Be still now.
Gliv felt the sudden sting at her throat. She gazed in frozen horror at her killer. Valea was still smiling as she clamped a paw over her victim's mouth.
I took back my little dagger while you were tying that rag about my head. Go to sleep now. Your work is done.
Gliv died with her eyes wide open, still staring at the smiling face of the one whose life she had saved. Falug snarled at the branch carriers as they lugged their burdens back into the vermin camp.
Oh, you lot took your time. Come on, move yourselves. That stuff's needed. Shift your lazy paws along. Come on.
A river rat muttered to Valea.
Listen to old Swollen Head throwing his weight about.
Valea replied in a sullen whisper.
We should only be taking orders from Swilt. Where is he?
The rat shrugged.
I don't know, but he's left Falug in charge. We've got to call him chief now. Weasels, eh? They're all the same, bossy and thick-headed. Ain't that right, mate?
Valea spat on the ground.
Right, but I wonder where Swilt's got to. Ain't he going to attack the abbey with us?
A stoat who had overheard the pair nodded northward over the flatlands.
I think old Swilt's got his own plan. I saw him going off over that way with four others. They was carrying ropes and some hooks.
Before he could elaborate, Falug cuffed his ear roughly.
You're not here to chat. Now get those branches tied to that frame and fix it over the battering ram.
He turned irately to Grack, a weasel he had promoted to captain.
What is it now, eh?
Grack saluted with his spear.
Chief, that lot in the abbey are tipping stuff over the wall in front of the gate, I think.
Falug stared at him pityingly.
Who told you could think, mud brains? Leave the thinking to me, or Lord Swilt. You're here to carry out orders, and that's all.
Valea moved away from the group until she was behind a small rise. She crouched there until the moment was right. With every beast facing the abbey or preparing the ram, she stole quietly off into the flatlands, heading north until she crossed Swilt's trail. He and his escort were travelling in an arc. Valea knew they would cross the path into the woodlands, then go south to Redwall Abbey. After all, what else was Zwilt the Shade interested in?